Sparta, in turn, agreed to respect these governments and protect them, especially against Argos and would-be tyrants, that is, strong men who would try to overthrow constitutional rule. And the Spartans were very good in their word at this. They threw tyrants out and imposed legitimate constitutions throughout the Peloponnesus and central Greece in the 6th century BC. Another important point of it is that the Spartans had this rich agricultural hinterland. I noted in the other lecture that the Spartan citizen class was very, very wealthy. And they marketed their produce to feed the growing population in the commercial centers, which in turn probably was involved in the manufacture of arms and other goods that the Spartans needed. So the Peloponnesian alliance had economic ties and contacts. They were also bound together by speaking the common Dorian dialect. And that was more than just a dialect. Sometimes it's hard to classify these Greek dialects. They're almost bordering on the difference as, say, Norwegian and Danish today. Are they dialects or are they independent languages? It's hard to tell. But with those dialects went certain types of cults, certain types of ways of worshiping the gods, specific festivals, ancestral traditions and legends. And they felt themselves a distinct group within the wider Greek community, separate from Aeolian and Ionian speakers. And Athens had that connection with the Ionian speakers. So you had these very powerful linguistic and traditional and religious ties to build on, as well as the economic ties. And it wasn't just the matter of the fear of Argos and that Sparta was a big and tough power. There were a number of building blocks for putting these alliances together. Spartan success proved stunning. In the 6th century BC, one of the reasons why archaic Greek culture blooms so rapidly is the Spartans imposed political order. They shut down the constant internecine city-state warfare that had probably characterized Greek history for 200 years. They were now all allies of Sparta. They weren't supposed to fight with each other the way they used to. And this sees, for instance, the development of Olympia as a great international shrine, the Olympic Games, the emergence of Delphi as the great oracle common to the Greeks. The Spartans are very assiduous at consulting the oracles. In effect, you can speak of a Pax Laconia, a Laconian peace that is imposed by the Spartans throughout central and southern Greece in the 6th and early 5th century BC. And that goes a far way in explaining when the Persians show up in 480 BC, while most of the Greeks instinctively turn to Sparta as their leader. Sparta has taken that role. The Spartans have a tradition of commanding coalition armies, even coalition fleets. Twice in this period, the Spartans send out fleets into the Greek islands to overthrow tyrants. The success of the Spartans also depended on a remarkable set of kings. The most interesting of them and dynamic, a man named Cleomenes. Cleomenes I ruled from about 520 to 490 BC. And he is the architect of many of these alliances that put together the early Peloponnesian League and gave the League the structure and substance that enabled it to stand against the Persian invasion. Now, Cleomenes himself is a controversial figure. Herodotus has a lot of anecdotes about him. He ends up committing suicide in a very strange sadomasochistic way in prison. Some argue that it was judicial murder on the part of the Spartan authorities. He rigs the Delphic Oracle to run his fellow king out of Sparta, Demaratus, by bribing the Pythia. That's the woman who gives the oracle. That was a scandal that came out. Many Spartans put it down to the fact that Cleomenes drank unmixed wine. In Greece, you mixed your wine with water. You didn't drink your wine neat. And Cleomenes hung around with all these guys from Thrace, Scythians, barbarians, who drank the wine straight. And one argument is, well, he went unbalanced because of that. And there's a tradition in the Agiad, the senior line of Spartan kings, of having these rather brilliant but erratic kings who come and go like this. But all this aside, Cleomenes was important in humbling the power of Argos, a famous victory in 494, in cementing the various alliances, in arresting those members of the Peloponnesian League who were Medizers, that is, they would favor the Persians. Medes and Persians are the two Iranian peoples that are the basis of the Persian Empire. And a great deal of credit goes to Cleomenes. In some ways, he's the unspoken architect of the victory over Xerxes because he put the Peloponnesian League in such good shape.